With all those mobile devices and teleworking days, data security has become a real worry for federal IT shops. Or it should be. Now, the National Institute of Standards and Technology has issued new guidance. It covers the best techniques and technologies for securing data and remote devices. Computer scientist Maruja Supaya tells me more about that new data guidance.
So the original publication was released back in 2010 timeline. At the time, mobile device wasn't widely available, the smartphones and tablets and so on. It was just the beginning of that technology wave. So we decided to update our publication to include those kind of components because, as you know, those devices are widely used these days.
And what did you find was most out of date with respect to the controls and procedures that were in place prior to the mobile revolution?
I think the controls and the risk management process is the same. It's just the technology has evolved. Things that we tend to do on desktop and desktop and laptop systems are not being implemented equally on the mobile device, smartphones and tablets. The controls are still required to protect the level of information that would have been processed and transmitted on those devices. But some of the technical mechanism for safeguarding that information is slightly different on mobile device because of their architecture. There's a different architecture on mobile device versus traditional desktop and laptop system.
So what are some specific things that should be done to mobile devices that use an ARM processor and different operating systems and so on, that and they also have all these interconnected peripherals and you never know whether they're on or off? Or what are agencies failing to do or not doing often enough that they should be doing?
So first of all, being able to inventory all of those devices, understand which device are accessing their resource, the enterprise resource, being able to account for those devices. If those devices are owned by the organization, they should have the standard capabilities for managing the devices, as part of their inventory, being able to patch them, be able to instantiate security policy on those devices. For example, being able to detect that the device has not been rooted or jailbroken, being able to protect the data, potentially sensitive data being processed on those devices, enforcing strong authentication on them, and also have the ability to remotely wipe them if those devices are lost or are no longer being used to access the enterprise data.
And what about the legacy types of remote devices, say PCs that are in employees' homes that telework, or the laptops that we all used to carry, or I guess a lot of us still do, that are fundamentally different from mobile phones and tablets? Again, as you say, the way they're architectured, are there some things in common that need to be done?
The way how you manage those devices, the tools that you're using will be slightly different, but the end goal is the same. It's being able to do the traditional things that we do, having firewalls, having those enabled, being able to configure those devices so that they run with a reduced attack surface on them, being able to patch them, being able to enforce strong authentication of those devices. If the devices are being used remotely, having some kind of a data protection technology on those systems to protect the data at rest just in case the device are stolen or misplaced. So traditionally, they are the same. The mechanism by which you enforce those policy or those configuration baseline will be slightly different between desktop laptop versus a mobile device.
We're speaking with NIST computer scientist Maruja Supaya. Talk about the guidance that you have come out with at NIST. What form does it take? Which publications are being updated? And are they in draft form?
So the two publications that we are referring to is NIST 847, Special Publication 846, A Guide to Enterprise Telework Remote Access and Bring Your Own Device Security. And then this companion publication special publication 800.114. It's targeted toward user devices that are being used to telework or being brought onto the enterprise network. So one publication, 846, focused more on the enterprise, on the infrastructure that organization would have to have in place in order to support this use case. And the companion publication, 800.114, focused on end user device. What can the end user do on their personal device or mobile device in order to protect the type of information that they are accessing from the organization?
And crime and interaction between Apple and the FBI aside, it's probably a good thing that more and more devices are having native encryption for purposes of protecting data that might be lost when a device gets dropped.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, data security is really critical for these devices because it's the same type of information that you tend to have access to on your enterprise network is now being processed on this mobile device. And as people are using these devices, you know, anytime, anywhere, you know, from most of the perspective, we want to make sure that we have that same level of protection of the data if they are being cached on those devices. Encryption is key to help safeguard that information should the device get lost or being misplaced.
And because many of these pieces are government-owned or essentially government-owned because they're being provisioned by the government and used by a federal employee for official business, what do you recommend or what is NIST recommending with respect to the ability to decrypt those devices or having the passwords available to management should that need arise? Suppose somebody is disgruntled and leaves, or suppose someone, say, passes away and the device comes into the hands of the agency.
So depending on the solution that they're using, they may have key recovery mechanism as part of some of the solutions. So if it's an enterprise-owned device and the device is managed centrally by the organization, most of the enterprise encryption technology would have a pretty good key management system that will allow them to be able to access those devices. Should the user also forget the password or the mechanism to authenticate with those devices, and that could potentially be due to failure of the hardware also. And of course, there's always the need for having backups and other mechanisms that you could revert to in order to recover that type of information should the encryption fail.
And this new guidance, is it in draft form? Are you looking for comments at this point, or is it in final form?
It is. These two publications are in draft right now. We appreciate any comments that we can get from the community. And the deadline for the comments is April the 15th.
NIST computer scientist Maruja Supaya. Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.